And when St. Lawrence of Brindisi joined the Capuchins, his name in the world was Julius Caesar Rousseau. Brilliant man. He's a doctor of the church now. And the guardian wanted to discourage him just a little bit to bring him to reality. And he says, it's a pretty tough life here, Julius Caesar Rousseau. And his answer to that was, if there's a crucifix in the house, I'll make it. And he did. In fact, in the Battle of Stuhlweissenburg, he led the Christian forces on land and brought a beautiful victory against the Muslims and their attempt to overrun Europe, just like the Battle of Lepanto, when the Muslims were stopped on the sea in 1571. Lawrence of Brindisi, the greatest joy of the Franciscan Order of the Capuchins, except for Padre Pio of Peltricino. Did I tell you I met him in 1964? That was very special. I wanted to have lunch with him. I wanted to know how much he ate. I don't know why I was interested in that. I wasn't even a priest 10 years by that time. But our group went off to this beautiful place, a shrine to St. Michael at Gargano, if you've ever been over there. Well, that's where I went. I had to skip lunch with Padre Pio, and I had the invitation, too, from Father Alessio. So after I came back, I asked him, Father Alessio, if I could still see Padre Pio. He said, sure, come on upstairs. And he must have had an accident because they were changing his habit at the time. He looked like death warmed over, you know, ashen gray. And I saw him in his underclothes. That was kind of special. And he blessed me and gave me a whole fistful of miraculous medals. I don't know whatever happened to them. Maybe somebody stole them or I gave them away. He's something else. If any of you has a bad temper, that's your patron saint. Padre Pio. Of course, the man was suffering so much. He had the marks of the crucified in his hands and his feet and his side. Unbelievable what he went through. And one of the friars, when he celebrated 50 years of this martyrdom, right at the end of his life, he wished him another 50 years. And Padre Pio said to him, what did I do to you to get a wish like that? Well, somebody asked him if it hurt too. And he said, do you think the good Lord gave it to me for a decoration? And one of these fellows from Time Magazine in the 50s, I remember reading that, he insinuated that Padre Pio took his scissors on Thursday night and opened the wounds up like that. And he gave the beautiful, typical Italian response. He smashed him right in the mouth. Beautiful response. Very accurate. He deserved every bit of it. And then some people suggested it was psychosomatically induced. You know, if I think on that wound enough, I can bring about my own stigmatization. So Padre Pio told him, go out into the country and contemplate the bull and see if after 2 weeks you start sprouting horns. Now, he wouldn't take it. He defended. And we believe that was a direct intervention on the part of our God. So we asked his secretary, Father Dominic Meyer. And he did his work in German and in English because Padre Pio did not know those languages. And he had a lot of correspondence from those people, from those countries. We asked Dominic Meyer, who's Cardinal Meyer's cousin, he's a Capuchin from Milwaukee, why God gave Padre Pio to the Capuchins. And he said very quickly, to hear confessions. And I know a priest, in fact I had his funeral, the bishop asked me to take his body to the cemetery, and he was a lawyer, a very famous lawyer too, in western Pennsylvania, but he was incarcerated into a diocese in Rome and practiced law in Rome. Well, he was practicing law in Italy, and he went to see Padre Pio to go to confession. And Padre Pio threw him out of the confessional. You're not disposed. And this dear man started to curse Padre Pio nonstop for one whole week. He couldn't contain his anger. He hated Padre Pio. But then the grace of God touched him. He went back to see Padre Pio, made a good confession, and he served Padre Pio's mass each morning for 9 months, and he became a priest himself, ordained at the age of 40. He died just when he was 60. He was only a priest for 19, 20 years. He was still practicing law. to the end. And I don't know how he got away with it. I guess with the bishop's permission. I know him well, very well. And so I got to bury him. His name was Orlando. Very bright fellow. But Padre Pio really touched his heart. And just before this, or Father Orlando died, he had these beautiful paintings, originals, done by a great artist at San Giovanni Rotondo in Foggia in Italy, and gave them to me for the Capuchins in Export, Pennsylvania. Beautiful. What a gift that was.